BBS Radio and Vocal Profiling Live. On this show, we ask listeners to call in, and we have a special number direct to the studio here at Sound Health. We'll give you that in a minute or so. But we ask that you call in and give us a sample of your voice. Just talk to us right over the phone, and we answer questions for you, some you didn't even ask. And you can watch it right on your computer. Just go to bbsradio.com. Station 2, and there we are on the front page live. And Seth just told us we look great. Our intent in doing these vocal profiles for you live on the air is to provide information and teach you to do the process. Do you remember a few weeks ago when we invited you to download a totally free program? We didn't even ask you for your email or anything else, so that free program, we're going to teach you to use it. And we hope you can follow along. It's going to be kind of like practice session. And tonight we're going to talk about compatibility again, and this time with emphasis on money. So that's why we played the song. What was that song?
That was Money, Money, Money from ABBA. And you know what? They just brought that back with the new movie, Mamma Mia.
I love that movie, Mamma Mia.
Doesn't Meryl Streep look amazing?
Sherry went to see a movie, so that's already a huge deal.
It's empowering for women in decision-making and being independent and doing what you really want. Yes, Pierce Brosnan was a little out of place singing. You know, I want him as that 007.
Yeah. Singing, I can't really.
You can't go from secret agent to musical man.
But the rest of it is incredible. And Meryl Streep, I didn't know she could sing.
Who knew?
I didn't know.
She's been one of my favorite actresses for years. As you can see, it's a we here doing the show. We have a tall, blonde Heather.
Hi, guys.
She's a media coordinator here. She's out there running the camera and all the tech stuff, and taller than Heather.
Way taller.
She's the writer here at Sound Health. We do want your comments. We appreciate all the email. Heather's told me there's a lot of people out there requesting.
Last week we asked for suggestions on how to get the word out there about all the things that BioAcoustics can and has done, and we've gotten tons of email, which I love getting, giving us suggestions about what to do, where it's needed, and we love that. Please keep that coming.
We have the proof of concept, so now let's get it out to the public. And you reminded me to tell them something. We sent out an email about this show was coming up and asking people for problems or areas that they needed help with about money and compatibility. So tonight when you call in, this is the screen we're going to be using, and we'll,
they can see that, yeah.
You're going to zoom in on it
when
they do it? Okay.
Yep.
So we can tell you your issues and how you feel about money and what's really going on. But I want to answer a couple of listener questions. Maggie sent us an email and said that she wanted to fax us information about grants, which I think is incredible, and she wanted our fax number. So our fax number is just upside down from our regular number, which is 6989119 is a regular number. Turn that upside down, 6116, and that is our fax number. So if you know of grants, you know of different organizations that need help like this, if you have a project in mind. I just got a grant application from somebody about creating heat. Well, it was an idea about creating heat for orchards, and we did that several years ago. We put a sound towards cement blocks, and it actually created heat.
Wow.
So instead of all those smudge pots, that's a project she wants to do.
That's pretty cool.
We've done a lot of different kooky projects just to see if we can
do it. I
like
the fish story that you told about the fish, the experiments with the fish.
Talk about it.
Well, we got this really odd call when I first started a couple of years ago. This man had a business where he owned a fish hatchery, and he asked if she's had any experience with treating fish, guppies.
It was the bacteria
with bioacoustics. Oh. So I'm like, okay, well, that's way off the wall. Hey, Sherry. And she's like, yeah, we've done that. So
of course we have.
Well, it was a bacteria that was attacking a fish, and bacteria, we've already decoded that.
Yeah.
So we really know what's going on. The other question, I'm going to ask you guys this, but you've had these done.
Yes.
I said, is what you're doing a psychic reading?
No.
Why do you say that, Lisa?
Because I feel very few people are truly gifted with psychic ability. I don't think it's something everybody can do. I think it's a lot of people claim to do it, but very few actually have the talent. You use your body's own mechanics. The way you are wired is what you use.
The way I'm wired, I like that.
Well, the way we're all wired, and you've just figured out a way to tap into that wiring mechanism and make it work.
Well, there's a bone back here called a cochlea, and that's what helps the sound get translated into a form that your brain can understand, and mine's just wound too tight.
I would love to see what yours looks like.
It's kind of like a little seashell. That interference you just heard is somebody in the building on a cell phone, so that may pop in every once in a while. It comes in on our speakers. Do you think this is anything like a psychic reading, Heather?
I think initially, of course, I know the story, the backstory. A lot of your talent, that's where the background came from. But as she evolved, psychic became not so psychic anymore, and it was scientifically based.
And we do have an article that we published many years ago called When Psychic Isn't Psychic Anymore. And we found out all of these different things that are going on with people who have psychic and sensitive bodies, what's happening to their insulin, their ability to use carbohydrates. We should post that. Can we still post things on?
I have that article.
You have that one?
Yeah,
we can throw that up.
Do you want to post it on Question the Experts?
Sure.
I think that'd be a great article.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But we found out today that that's no longer a link on the front of BBS Radio.
But it is on our site.
It's on
our site, and you do have a very faithful following of readers.
Absolutely.
Lisa was just telling me today that there's like 500 people reading these keynotes.
Yeah.
I think that's incredible.
People are listening.
Yes, they are.
We appreciate it.
And I love your keynotes.
Well, you want to read the one today?
Sure. This one is for August the 8th in the next couple of days. You're coming into a time when your energy reserves are going to suffer, so brace yourselves, everybody. Your adrenals are stressed, and one of our basic DNA structures, guanine, is going into stress. And that particular structure helps deal with allergies and our immune stresses. Some other issues are thyroid, phenylalanine, did I say that one right?
Mm-hmm.
And ephedrine. And these are also major energy players. And Heather and I were talking earlier
Harsh
about...
Harsh crash today.
Harsh crash. We went to the 7-Eleven and bought some more.
didn't we take those things that you drank?
Yes.
Didn't we put them into sound for you?
We do, but we have our sound box full of other stuff.
If it was bad today, we needed a double shot.
We did.
What were you doing today?
It was a hard night last night for both of us, and we didn't get a lot of sleep, and...
But you're trucking on.
We're still here.
You know, phenylalanine is the basis for aspartame, guys.
That's bad.
And it's going into stress.
I had quite a bit of that today, too. We were just bad today, Sherry.
I want to tie something in. This is from another one of our listeners. And she says that there is a connection between tomorrow, which is 888, and the Pleiadians and Nostradamus. And they are releasing, I have it here, we'll send it to you if you want. They are releasing, they're going to release an avian flu virus pathogen tomorrow on 8/8. It's going to be a pandemic, and they're going to be in China, or starting in China. And, you know,
with the Olympics? The Olympics start tomorrow.
That's probably where they'll release it. Oh, maybe that's what they mean. It says, symbolic of the power in the world, power going westward to China. Because all these people go to China and they'll take it back to every country.
Absolutely, they will.
So, do you know what the incubation period is on the avian flu? A
couple of weeks, I want to say.
I don't know what it is.
I'm not sure yet.
Then there's a letter from a priest just back from Rome who said that something was about to happen that would change the U.S. forever. Remember, the Vatican owns most of the high-powered telescopes in the world and is part of the Illuminati. And then there's Nostradamus' prophecy. We'll post this if you guys would like. It's only a few lines long. The year of the seventh, of the great seventh number accomplished, maybe that means after 07, it will appear a time of games of slaughter. Could they mean Olympics? I don't know. Not far from the edge of the great millennium, when the dead will come out from their graves. Just what is it that's going to appear? Nubaru, an avian flu, is that the slaughter? For any of you who want this, please get in touch with Heather at vocalprofiling.com and we'll send you a copy of it. Natural Solutions Foundation's website has been announcing for the last couple weeks or so that Rima LeBeau and Bert Stubblebine, who's retired general from the Army and security in the Army, he says through his scuttlebutt, he has received information that there is going to be a release of some kind of pandemic. And he says that it's going to be an excuse not to have the election. So think about the keynote that we just read. When would be a better time? And this is going to last for the next 10 days or so. It's starting really small and going into the energy cycles of the body, going into complete Krebs cycle, which is controls the energy of the body, and then dying off. This is the longest phase I have seen in a long time.
And you have immune stress down here, too.
There's a lot of immune thyroid hits, adrenal hits. They couldn't have picked a better time when the frequencies from outside our solar system are coming to the Earth and bombarding them. If they had used an astrologist or some kind of predictor person, or if they know about these Motorola numbers and our connections to frequency equivalents and substances, I don't think they could have picked a better date if they wanted to cause a lot of damage. Well, so if any of you know any more about that, please let us know, because I'm really interested.
Take your vitamins, everybody.
Well, let's take whole vitamins.
Right.
Whole food vitamins, like from URI.
Right.
And herb-based vitamins, like Nature's Sunshine. Let's not drink pop. I mean, that's hard. That was one of the hardest things I ever had to get off of.
It's my only addiction, Sherry.
You can have it, but you need to really support yourself with some good B vitamins, maybe some liquid Bs. Let's test your voice and see what you really need nutritionally. For those of you out there, if you have a practitioner, a bioacoustic practitioner near you, get to them, get a nutritional evaluation, and find out what's really going to support you. And for those people who don't know how to get in touch with a practitioner, Heather, didn't you create a website for this?
Mm-hmm. If you go to NutraSounds.com, on the Become a Client link, if you go down to the bottom of the page, there's a Google map created. It's an interactive map, and it makes it real easy for you to find your local practitioner.
Do we have links to practitioners who have their own website?
Yes, right on those address. If you click on the little dot, that'll bring you up their email and their, if they have a website, their website as well.
That's great.
That's phenomenal. Heather, is there any other announcements before we get on with the show?
Well, as always, we have our preview classes. I would like to encourage everybody, if anybody's interested, that's the easiest way to get started and find out what bioacoustics is all about is to sign up for one of our demo classes.
We did an incredibly good demo class last week, and we recorded it so people can see it on demand now. They don't have to sign up for a class. They just have to get in touch with Kylie or you,
mm-hmm.
and they can go to the site and they can watch the demo class anytime they want. Now, it's not live. It's not interactive like you'll see on the video, but you can see what that class is like.
Yeah.
I love it that we were able to do
that.
Yeah,
I just got that up on the server today, so that's a brand new thing
that's
we're
good.
Offering. We're pretty excited about that.
It's almost like you're TiVo'd.
I'm TiVo'd. you publish that on the BBS site?
Absolutely.
So they can see it?
I'll get that to Dawn. And if you want to go on live with Sherry, the next demo class will be Thursday the 21st of this month from 5 to 6 p.m., and that's Eastern Standard Time. So call the office, and that phone number is 740-698-9119, or just give us an email. You can contact me directly or Kylie at the office. Heather@vocalprofiling.com or Kylie@vocalprofiling.com.
Heather, why are you giving phone numbers? Give the direct number into the studio here in case they want to call us.
If you want to reach us directly, call area code 740-698-0670.
And we love BBS, but when we drive people through BBS, it's through so many connections.
It filters a lot of the accuracy out of the
phone.
Yeah, so we set up this special phone line in here, so you can call us direct, and we'd love it if you'd call us. Okay? Other announcements. I know you have some exciting news.
I've got a lot of exciting news tonight, actually. Our Myrtle Beach Expo, which is a brand-new expo for us, is coming up next month. It'll be September the 20th and 21st. At the Myrtle Beach Expo Center.
We're going to be doing vocal prints there?
Absolutely. Yes. That's what we're famous for on our big screen down there.
And
big
free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So if you want to meet us, meet Sherry, come on out and see us. It'll be at Saturday and Sunday at the Myrtle Beach Expo Center. So.
And is that posted on our site, too?
It is. It is, and there's a link there.
I was amazed when we were in Chicago. People drove hundreds of miles to see us. That was awesome.
We got to see long-lost friends that just popped up there.
Yeah.
So that's always a good time. Always a good time. And you can meet some local practitioners there as well. And for my most exciting news, I'm going to hold this up in front of the camera.
Drum roll. This is huge news.
Okay. There you go. This right here is our preliminary cover for our two new videos about bioacoustics and sound health, titled, first one is Breaking the Sound Barriers of Disease, and then the other is Miracles Among Medicine, and that was done by independent filmmaker. Oh, we got a phone call.
This is great.
You got that? Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Janet. I've called to talk to Sherry, if possible.
This is Sherry. Janet, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I was just wondering if you could give me a little bit of something about my body. You know, I'm going through some changes and just interested in anything that you could profile to help me, just a little something.
I love it that you called. Janet, what's your last initial of your last name?
R.
R.
You mean the beginning of my name? Last name? Yes, R.
Because we don't want to put your name on the air. And you can give me a birthday. I need that, but you make
okay.
it up if you want.
7/31/43.
Okay. And I'm going to hit one button here. Runtime error. The computer crashed. We were playing before we went
okay.
on the air. And I guess I didn't check it.
Okay.
Would you write down her birthday so I don't have to ask again?
Well, I'll just tell it to you.
Okay, Janet.
Janet.
P. And a birthday?
Janet R.
Oh, Janet R.
And it was
Janet R. And my birthday is 7/31/43.
It won't let me out of this a minute.
Okay.
Okay, Janet R.
Mm-hmm.
Operator error here.
Okay.
And that birthday is
7/31/43.
Okay, Janet, I'm going to... Can you see the screen? Are you watching it?
Well, I don't know when you're telling me to see the screen. I'm looking at it, but there's not any... I don't see you live. I only hear you live, and I don't know why that is, because I'm really stupid about computers.
It's the homepage of BBS.
Did you go to bbsradio.com?
Yes, and I have Station 2, and it just shows me your picture.
The homepage is where we're at.
It's what page?
The homepage is where we're at.
We're on the homepage.
Okay, I'll try to find it, but right now I can't see it. Well, you have me on the phone. I feel badly that I can't help you with that. Do I need to do that?
No, that's okay. We just want you to be able to watch. Did you download NanoVoice?
Oh, my niece got you on here for me. Trust me, I just don't know anything about it. She came by and she said, I really want you to listen to this. And I had listened last week and I was so interested. And so she put it on for me. But honey, I just don't know. And she left. I don't know what to do. But I can hear you. I've turned the voice down because she told me I'd have to turn the voice down when you answer.
All we need is your voice anyway.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I'm going to hit a little button here, and then when I say go, you're going to start talking, and just keep talking until I tell you to be quiet.
Okay, and you know that's what I do.
Okay. Go,
okay.
Jenny. Start talking.
Right now?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to say except that I just love listening to you. I love all of this new, interesting work that you're doing about vocal profiling. I guess I'm not supposed to tell you anything about myself, but I just am excited that you're doing this work and that you're helping so many people, and that people will be able to help their bodies and understand more about themselves through the work that you're doing.
Okay, we got it. See the little number up here? Oh, you can't see,
but I can't see, but just tell me.
It just stops on itself and it says 552.
Okay, have no idea what that means.
Okay, it just, that's where the computer stops. So you have a lot of blue in your chart, which means an emotional response, and you have secondarily yellow, which means logic. So your emotions rule your logic.
Yes, I think that you're absolutely right on that. Absolutely, dear.
Your biggest issue about your health is your body is not using your minerals.
Well, and you're right about that, but I guess I can tell you now. I have hemochromatosis, which is I produce way too much iron. Mm-hmm. And so when you're telling me about the mineral thing, that did a lot of damage to my body. But I have that under control, so that's why I was interested to see, what you could come up with. But hitting minerals is very accurate.
There is an enzyme called Wobenzyme. Have you ever heard of it?
No. If you'd please, would you say it to me again?
Wobenzyme, Wobenzyme. And be sure and get the original Wobenzyme, because there's several organizations here in the States that have tried to rip them off.
Mm-hmm.
Go get the original Wobenzyme, and you can call us, and we'll give you a connection to that.
Okay.
If you'd like. But mainly, your body is not processing minerals correctly, and there is an involvement here in hormones and your liver. So,
well, see, it's the liver has been damaged so much from the hemochromatosis, and so, again, you are extremely accurate. That is what really where all my physical problems with diabetes and everything came from, that. It destroys the liver. But I have been in remission now for about 4 years, which is really everyone in my family, my sisters and my brothers, have it. It's an inherited disease. So I've really been working on getting all better. And so for you to see that verifies absolutely 100% how accurate you are.
Where are you from, Janet?
I'm living right now in Portland, Oregon.
We have some people in Portland, Oregon, don't we?
I don't know if you do. How would I find out?
Go to the website, I think. Lita Lee is there, and I think Nancy and Elena from Beyond the Ordinary, who took our class, is very close to there.
Okay, I'll look that up.
Okay, and they can help you make some antidotes by way of frequency to see what we can do with this. I would be interested in seeing your file and maybe seeing some of your family's files, see if we could trace this down. Because every time we get somebody calling us and giving us information, then we can find more in that collection of charts. It's called a homogeneous group. I would love to look at it. I don't have time to look at it right now, but I'll collect the WAVE files and really look for it. We will send this out to you. Let me save this for you, Janet R.
Yes.
J-A-N-E-T-R. So we save it, and we'll give you a little piece of your personality here.
Okay.
It says that you're fussy about your physical space. Is that true?
yes, I guess it is.
It needs to satisfy no one but you. You don't want people putting your stuff where you don't know where it is.
Right.
Sometimes you spend a lot of energy even to get the smallest detail right.
Yes, that's true.
When in doubt, have the courage to go to the source and ask for clarification.
Okay.
You tend to do more for others than you do for you.
Yes.
Okay, we'll send this report right out to you.
Okay.
And if you would call us tomorrow, call Heather.
Well, do I call this same number?
740-698-690.
No, 9119. Nobody's going to answer in the studio tomorrow.
Okay. Let me just get it down again. 740-698.
9119.
Now, what time would be a good time for me to call you?
Any time between 9 and 5 Eastern time. So
Eastern time.
You're what, 3 hours different from us?
We're 3 hours, yes.
Yeah, because it's like 9:30 here.
Okay. Now, I just want to ask one quick thing. I heard you talking tonight about how people who are sensitive, I guess I use the word sensitive or psychic, that it does change their body chemistry things and so on. You touched on that a little bit tonight when you started talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been sensitive from birth and been very active all of my life. And I just wanted to verify that 100% that earthquakes, anything, really change my body. So today I'm feeling all right, and so I thought this was a good time to call. And so I just wanted to tell you, though, a verification that is so accurate. You can't have it both ways, that to be sensitive to all of the other things and then shut it off with your body. The body really does respond to the things that are happening.
Well, if we can get your minerals up and running, maybe we can have both.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Okay, well, thank you so much. Thank you, and may God bless you and really help you with your work and that it goes really, really far. You're just a very sweet and lovely person, and thank you for taking the time for me.
Thank you, Janet.
Thanks, Janet.
Please stay in touch.
Okay, bye-bye, dear.
For those of you just tuning in, you're listening to Vocal Profiling Live, and the phone number to call us direct here in the studio is 740-698-0670. That's 740-698-0670. Okay, I'm going to go back to my seat here. I love it when people do that, when they can look at this. Okay, you have some other information. We have two new videos. And don't you have a free download audio for people?
Of our introduction to these brand new videos, which is called To New Medicine, and that is posted up on our NutriSounds website as well. So if you'd like that, just go straight there and download the link. It just takes a couple minutes. And that is, oh gosh, almost an hour of Sherry.
It is. They're really, really interesting videos.
And they are professionally done.
Very, very much so.
Heather, can they listen to it right online, or do they have to download?
They can download that.
Download,
yeah.
And listen there. Okay, and aren't you posting something brand new on YouTube? I've not even seen this.
Okay, first of all, let's give a shout out to John Addison, who did a wonderful job. He's our independent filmmaker, and him and his wife, Nancy, were just, they did an amazing job with those videos.
I watched the first half hour one breaking the sound barriers of disease.
I was flabbergasted.
We're pretty impressive, hey. Aren't we?
Hi, another
we are
caller.
So good.
Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, Sherry. Guess you haven't heard this voice in a while.
Hi. Let me think. Who could that be?
Flashback.
Kevin, is that you?
You betcha.
Oh, I am so happy you called. Do you want to talk or you want your voice done?
Well, whatever you think is appropriate for what your needs are here.
I just think it'd be great doing your voice. I haven't done your voice, have I, except in
classes?
Well,
except when we came down to do the focus chorus. That's when we actually did some prints.
Kevin and his wife are bioacoustic providers. So they've learned the course, they've learned to do it, and for him to turn around and ask me to do his voice is awesome.
Oh, I thought you would be way too busy for that kind of thing.
Well, it is busy around here, but we love doing this show. When's your birthday, Kevin?
It's June 27th, 1950.
Okay, and what do you want us to look at in your voice?
Well, you said that you were going to be talking about compatibility and money. I thought that would be kind of fun.
Is Janet around? We could do both of you together?
No. Janet's not right here right now. We just got back. We had to drive through a rainstorm to get here. So I barely got my stuff connected in time for the show here.
Are you looking at us?
Yes.
You looking at
the screen? No, I can't. How do I do that?
Homepage.
Go to the homepage of bbsradio.com.
Okay, homepage.
And you can watch us do it.
Yeah, there is a little bit of a delay, probably about a 15 to 20 second delay.
Yeah, I know. I had to turn the sound down because you answered the phone and you were already finishing up your other.
That does throw you off a little bit.
Yeah.
Makes me stutter when that happens.
Yeah, it could be a bit confusing. Well, I did want to say that the course was extraordinary and it was absolutely thrilling to do all that stuff that we did over the last couple of days with the Savani and the Matrix and the SST. Because the possibilities, they're mind-blowing.
What he's talking about is an advanced research course that they just finished today. And it is a mind-blower. It shows you how your body is made of and dictated to by math and the math matrix of the entire universe. It's just incredible. Would you write down our frequency-based universe?
Okay.
We need to get that information out to them. Okay, I'm ready to punch the button. You ready to talk?
Okay.
Go.
Well, I think it's absolutely fascinating that this possibility exists for everybody to be able to transcend all the nonsense that's been going on in the healthcare field, because it's really kind of a sad situation to see so many people being drugged to death. I see too much of it, and I see it especially in my immediate family, amongst people who really should know better. I think that we may be able to send my sister to Judy Chambers down in Florida, which would be really good if she did contact her, because that's where she lives. And we had an opportunity to work with her for about a week or a week and a half, where we took several prints and we looked at a lot of her issues. And
okay, yeah, we got it.
Okay.
And that's good information. But these charts are very literal. Can you see with Kevin's chart, it's heavy on the left or yellow side, and then it dips way down in the middle, and then he starts on the other side and dips way down in the middle again, except this little G-sharp right here. You're having some trouble using minerals, and the process of your kidney is just a little down. You started out very action-oriented, and then you ended up being, there's lots of blue in your chart, and there's lots of yellow in your chart, but they're totally separated. So you're vacillating and arguing with yourself almost, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this, I'm going to think this way, I'm going to do that way. Janet that just called, she at least has a little more integration than you do about this, but yours is separated by E, so you need to talk about this and talk it out with somebody, and it's also you have very low F energy. I would be very concerned about F energy. F is the lower back. F is money. Bringing money into you or having ideas about money and then being able to keep the money. It's F sharp. It's 44. It's totally normal. Keeping the money is okay for you. It's getting the money in there that's a little bit of an issue. because you have really good spirituality, really gut-level instincts about things, a lot of intuition based on your emotions, and you love harmony in your world, and you will go out of your way to create harmony. Your liver is a little stressed, working overtime, and I would think that that has to do with the kidney function. If I were you, and I'm not allowed to say this, I'm going to get in trouble with the FDA, I would get this kidney energy fixed.
Okay.
I would use some old herbs or some kind of support, maybe a cleaning of the kidneys, something to get your energy, your kidney energy back up and running. Let's save this.
Okay. That's a pretty big split in the middle of that. I can see it now on the screen.
Yeah. But see how all your energy is kind of running right down in the valley there?
Yeah. Now, it's been a couple days since I've done sounds that we worked on for myself. And when we gather up a bunch of sounds, then it seems that when I do an invoice print, it tends to become a whole lot more balanced. But it's been a couple of days since I've done any sounds.
Well, when you look at this middle section in here, it's the middle section of the body. So your stress, you got good stuff going on above the midsection of the body. You got nice stuff going on below midsection of the body. It's that midsection that's really causing you trouble and causing a non-integration from the top to the bottom.
Now, from what I can see here, it looks like I basically have two colors on that screen, and I know there's four.
Well, you have no green. You have no do it. You're probably just tired from the trip. The green would say do it. And in the manual that comes with this free program, this nanovoice.org, where you can download this, will give you a chart of what each of these means. When it comes to harmony, you're red, and that means you'll go out of your way with that note of B to create harmony. You will physically work. You would make a good mediator if you have to be. It's not something you would choose.
Oh, I see.
You want to see your printout?
Sure.
Yeah, fine.
You probably can't see this really fine. I don't know if I can make it bigger or not.
I can't see it really fine, but I can see it from here.
Okay. You can easily put yourself aside for the benefit of others. You tend to teach by your actions. You work well with others, but often they put you in a leadership position. Is that true?
I have done that. Yeah, I've gravitated towards in small organizations to tasks of that sort. I felt like it had gone on for quite a while, because often when you get in a position like that, as I'm sure you know, everything gets left up to you after a while. So you have to actually start giving things away, otherwise you wind up with everything in your lap.
Your reputation is very important to you. You'll go to great lengths to protect it. You challenge the opinions of others with good reason. Others see you as having leadership potential, but they may resent you for the same reason. We'll send you this report. We have your email address,
okay.
Kevin. We'll send this out to you if you'd like.
Well, and thank you very much.
You could go in and get a copy of this archive of the show. How would he get that, Heather?
Ustream.tv on our show is called Sound Health Hour, and it's really simple. Just do a search for that, and up comes our archives of all of our shows. And we have like 5 or 6 shows on there now.
Yeah. Do we have go to BBS Archives and get it?
They can go to the show information page, and it's linked up right there.
Okay.
So the Sound Health Hours, is that a website by
Sound
itself?
Health Hour. You go to Ustream, and that's just the letter U, stream.tv, and search for Sound Health Hour, which
okay.
is the simplest way to get to it.
Okay.
And you'll see our homepage there, which is bright orange for Sherry.
And if they just wanted an audio of this, they can get that from BBS Archives, can't they?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Thank you for calling, Kevin. Appreciate it.
All right.
See you later, Kevin.
Thanks, Kevin.
For those of you who just joined us, we're doing a compatibility, did we say readings? What did we say? We're doing vocal profiles, dealing with compatibility or whatever question you want to ask. And sometimes we answer questions you didn't ask us about.
You hate it when that happens.
You hate it when that happens.
She's always right, too.
So if you want to call us and have your voice profile done, it's 740-698-0670. Okay, back to what we have planned for the show. You were talking about YouTube and Ben's new video, what you're going to
do with it. Ben Powers, who is my wonderful intern from Ohio University, which is a local university here, he has created a brand new video, which I'm very excited about.
I've seen it.
Doesn't he do wonderful work?
I think Ben did great,
didn't
he? He's
got a bright future.
Yeah.
He really, really does. And he's such a nice guy. And he was, we have a busy night today.
Hi, caller. You're on the air.
I'm on the air. This is Nancy. Hello.
Hi, Nancy.
I heard Kevin talking there, and I thought, oh, I'm going to call him and get mine done. That would be something.
Okay, Nancy B. And a birthday?
Is 6/8/1952.
Okay, and what do you want to talk about?
I will talk about the beautiful day that we have here today.
Okay, go.
Okay. It's a little bit windy today, but it's still pretty nice, and as soon as your show is over, I always enjoy listening to your show, but as soon as that's over, I'm going to go swimming in the lake, and boy, I'm getting nervous. but I'll try to keep talking anyway, talk my way through it. The lake is really beautiful right now. It's very refreshing when you first get in.
Do you remember that Kevin had no F and
yes.
very little E? So you and Kevin would make good partners.
Because I have it all.
Yeah.
You have a lot of F that could support his kidneys. If you guys met in person, he would probably really like your energy because he could grab hold of this extra F that you have. And you'd have a place to dump your energy.
I knew I liked him.
But you have really strong, exactly where he is weak, E, F, and F sharp. So you guys, you know, you go into a room and you're drawn to people, and everybody thinks it's kind of sexual, or, but it really is energy compatibility. And this is a perfect place for Kevin to have a friend. You know, and one of the ways... The best ways for you to exchange energy is sit on the floor back to back and talk.
Huh.
Don't know why spine to spine does this, but we need to look at your brain dominance. So when you talk to Kevin, ask him if he's left or right-handed. Ask him what hand he holds his knife in and what hand he brushes his teeth with. And if it's the same one, you guys are incredibly compatible. Did you see this big green C when you first started? You had a really tall C, and then as other notes came in, it began to drop down. Well, that C is about getting it done, because C is self-power and green is go and do it and a farmer mentality. So if you're going to hear about something or do about it, you're going to go after it, and you're going to get it done, and you don't want to hear any excuses from any other people either. But when you started to get nervous,
yeah.
you shifted over here to this blue. Are you watching the screen?
Well, unfortunately, I had to unplug my internet connection to plug an unfiltered phone into the wall, so I lost the internet connection. But
well,
it's been great watching.
You'll see that on your right side from F-sharp on, you have a lot of blue, so there's a lot of spirituality going on in your system, a lot of just gut-level ethics of what's happening, and you do have a little bit of issue with the use of minerals. Your G and G sharp is not balanced. Your kidneys have a 63 out of a 44. That's good. That's the kidney process, but the structure of your kidney is way out of balance, 170 out of a normal 44. So yours is overworking, where Kevin's is underworking. You also have some stress in C-sharp, D, and D-sharp, so about digestion and absorption, liver, and making your enzymes, those are a bit stressed.
How much peanut butter?
Peanut butter, yeah, but it clogged up the note of D. So we'll send you your proof.
Thank you very much.
Nancy White, Nancy B on the air. Unless I'll read you your little printout here. That we did this on NanoVoice, the one that people can download for themselves or trying to teach people to use it. It's easy for you to see the faults in others, but don't always know how to get your point across politely. Is that true?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I do have the same thing that Kevin does, where it says your reputation is important to you. You go to great lengths to protect it. That's like his. Your highest note is associated with the integration of appropriate perception and action. I would believe that about you just from knowing you from a few years. You get satisfaction of being able to help others find and correct their mistakes. Is that true?
I guess, in a way, yeah.
Wait, if they brought a plan to you, you could tell them how it would work better?
Sure. Absolutely.
It's easy for you to put aside yourself if it's for the benefit of others. You take pleasure in changing things for the better. You're a natural leader. You sometimes get stuck with more work than your share. We'll send this off to you tomorrow.
Very accurate.
Okay.
Again.
Thanks, Nancy, for calling.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Bye.
I love it. Okay. Ben's
third video. Yes. You know, he's a film student at OU.
A graduate student, is he?
Yes. And he's decided to become a provider.
A bioacoustic.
Another call.
Poor Ben.
The phone is ringing.
Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Sherry. This is Joanne W.
Hello. Okay, let me get a new one up here.
Okay, and I've lost my internet connection when I picked up to dial you, so I suspect the phone's interfering, so I can't see, but...
Joanne W., and a birthday, Joanne?
4/19/44.
Okay, you want to talk to us about your print, or you want to ask a question?
Well, I'm interested. I have high cholesterol, and recently, last month or two, I've started to take niacin.
Stop a minute. I didn't hit the button, so can you start over?
Okay.
Go.
I have high cholesterol, and about 5 weeks ago, I started taking niacin. My first cousin has a condition that she says, she's called it pellagra, and she's also called it heart nut. And at any rate, she said it's a malabsorption of niacin, and it results in a speckled kind of sock-looking sort of thing on your feet and ankles. And I began to get that, and as I'm taking niacin now, it's lightening up, and I'm wondering if I have, I mean, it looks to me like I have had a niacin deficiency causing this skin condition and so on, and I'm wondering about whether that's really what's going on or if there's something else going on.
Well, you have zero hits in your area for niacin, and there's a way that you can tell if you're niacin deficient and your body's not using it. At the bottom of your neck where it hooks onto your clavicle and around your neck, there'll be a darkened brown, almost a necklace, like it looks like dirt.
When you look in the mirror, you can see this necklace around the clavicle?
Yes. Well, not around the clavicle, but at the bottom of the neck, around your neck, where your neck hooks on to the clavicle part, you know, where it starts to hook onto your body. And I can't remember the name of the necklace, but that's a telltale sign that you cannot use niacin. Are you using sublingual niacin?
No, they gave me... I started taking a product from that I got on the internet that has niacin and omega-3s and some other things before they actually started giving me the niacin. They said that I shouldn't use the no-flush niacin, and that's the kind that I was taking.
Okay.
And they gave me straight niacin. My HMO did.
On your vocal print, you have no niacin. You have no natural niacin. And you have no chemical niacin that's showing up. Source Natural, and not expensive at all. Source Natural has a website, and they have sublingual niacin, so it does not have to go through your system. It goes directly into the system by the tongue. You don't have to digest it. And that's one of the things that you can look at and watch. And you can monitor your niacin by looking at the note of B. And also you have, we have a green chart called the nutrition assimilation chart.
Okay.
I don't have it up here, but you can look at the note of B3 and see that it requires other Bs. B3 is intimately involved in your DNA and RNA. It's an anti-aging nutrient. It helps with cholesterol. It helps with clumping of the blood and fat solubility in the blood. There is another thing. It's a nutrient called fucoxanthine, F-U-C-O-Z-A-N-T-H-I-N-E maybe. And it is an herb that also helps break up the fat in the blood and helps with cholesterol. But niacin is one of the best things. And if you're taking anti-cholesterol medications, it's just glorified niacin.
No, I can't take those statin drugs. I get very ill from them. I have major reactions, which is why I'm now taking niacin.
We did a class today.
Uh-huh.
That will allow you or anybody to look at your vocal print and look at niacin and see what your problems are.
Okay.
We only have 2 minutes left. I cannot believe it.
This is my best.
Okay, I'm going to save this chart for you. We've got a couple of announcements we've got to do.
Thank you so much, Sherry.
We'll send this to you. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
Bye, Joanne.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm going to leave that on so people won't call. So we can get the last 2 minutes of the show in. Okay, tell us about Ben's film.
Ben's film will be available. It's called Conversation with Sherry Edwards on YouTube. I'm going to post that up there tomorrow. He just finished it.
About 10 minutes long.
And you know what? I'm so proud of him.
I watched it, and we had to cut pieces of it out. I don't know. I haven't seen the final cut. But one of the things that happened is we did a guy for demonstration, and the stuff that came out of his print.
We all cried. I bawled like a baby.
That was awesome. So they can get a free audio. They can look on YouTube. They can buy the new CDs. They can get Nano Voice. We're going to spread the word, guys. Thank you for calling and joining us. We do have a Sunday thing. We're going to talk about money compatibilities. We had a lot of good questions from the audience.
Which we didn't get to.
Which we didn't get to.
At all.
But that's great. We love to have that kind of problem.
So we'll do that next week, and we'll talk about how to tell when somebody has a secret. If somebody's calling us, we're not going to be able to take them. How many minutes do we have?
None.
We have caller. Hello.
Hi, this is James from Pacifica. How you doing over there?
James, we're going to go off the air, but you hold on, and we'll do your voice.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
Heather, you want to tell them about Sunday's show?
Sunday's show, our special guests will be Drs. Philip and Teitelbaum, who are the preeminent doctors for diagnosing babies with autism.
That's great.
So that's going to be an awesome, powerful
show.
And we also have a computer program that can help show what the baby is not processing and what vaccinations may be involved with that.
Amazing.
So
that's some good success with that.
Yes, we've had great success with that. I don't think I had any last-minute things that I wanted to talk about. We didn't get to these great things that you guys sent in. We'll do it next week. Thanks for joining us. Heather, you want to put our music on? Our money music. We only have about a minute left here. And we will continue this next week. Maybe Seth will let this go on broadcasting. And we will continue this next week. Thank you.